Dreamscape presents Holly Porter Builds a Raft by Eliza Gordon, narrated by Caitlin Davies. One, Kiss Cam Carnage. If a hot dog looks dodgy, don't eat it. Otherwise, the following could happen to you. Your dashing boyfriend of almost 1 year decides it's a brilliant idea to spend a few days in Portland to watch the Winterhawks as they battle and bulldoze their way into the Memorial Cup playoffs. It's a big deal. There will be lots of people. Lots of loud, drunk, excited hockey fans. While you're in Portland, you'll stop by Dad's. Hey, Bob, how are you? How's work at the hospital? Oh, wonderful. I see you still have that demonic goat. Sure, come along with us. We're going to a hockey game. But first, I'm really hungry because the float plane we flew down on had only a duffel of liquor and expired granola bars. Sure, I will have a hot dog. How old do you suppose these are? And you will get ready wearing a custom Winterhawks jersey that says Fielding across the back, because you want more than anything for your dashing boyfriend to know the vast expanse of your love for him, and that you're so proud of his rough-and-tumble past in the NHL because it has given you access to a world you didn't know existed, namely one that involves a little money and a tiny bit of fame among the hockey crowd. Then, after braving the huge rural yard where Mungala the demon goat lurks, you will drive with your dad, Nurse Bob, to the Moda Center, and while you're en route, your tummy will feel a little weird, but it's probably fatigue from working long hours at the resort, and maybe a little hunger, because really, you shouldn't have helped yourself to so many of those wee little liquor bottles while aboard Miss Lily, the float plane. She's a lovely plane. Don't mind the duct tape. Inside the Moda Center, you will find your seats, comp tickets, of course, for Ryan Fielding, local hero. The folks sitting around you are stoked to meet a real hockey star, and you smile while Ryan shakes hands and signs programs, and you bob your head when people ask if you're the girl who saved him from the cougar, even though moving your head makes the world a bit spinny. And maybe it's just best you sit still and watch the crowd and the promos on the Jumbotron. After the second period, your team is winning. Go Hawks! And that pesky kiss cam will shine on you, although your stomach is really not feeling great at all. But instead of leaning over to kiss you, your boyfriend pulls you to your feet, and then the entire arena sort of quiets down as the announcer calls attention to
former Vancouver Canucks defenseman who works hard year-round with hockey charities to raise money for kids in sport. Please give a rousing welcome to Mr. Ryan Fielding!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?